Hello?
You got Mary Pizza?
I'm not an idiot.
Then get in here.
Hey.
Hey.
Say it, you're missing it.
What are we watching?
The Incomparable Donna Reed Show.
What's in there?
A salad.
Salad?
Yeah, it's a quaint dish sometimes used to precede large quantities of pizza. It's for me.
Clearly.
So, who's Donna Reed?
What?
You don't know who Donna Reed is? The quintessential 50s mom with the perfect 50s family?
Never without a smile and high heels?
Hair that if you hit it with a hammer would crack?
So, it's a show?
It's a lifestyle.
It's a religion.
My favorite episode?
Tell me.
Is when their son, Jeff, comes home from school and nothing happens.
Oh, that's a good one. One of my favorites is when Mary, the daughter, gets a part-time job and nothing happens.
Another classic.
So, what's this one about?
This one is actually quite filled with intrigue. The husband, Alex, comes home late for dinner and he didn't call.
Might as well kick the dog, too.
Oh, look, she's making donuts.
In their sugar department.
I guess I was thinking of something else, Mom.
Not that my sugary attitude wouldn't make anyone an instant diabetic.
Mother-daughter window washing. We should try that.
Yeah, right after mother-daughter shock treatments. You know, daughter, there's nothing more satisfying than washing windows. Oh, no.
Why? Did I miss a spot?
No, I just had an impure thought about your father, Alex. Funny, I don't know why I had it. It isn't the second Saturday of the month.
Hey, I heard you had an impure thought about me.
I must now sublimate all my impure thoughts by going into the kitchen and making an endless string of perfect casseroles.
You're not even listening to the dialogue.
Ours is better.
I don't know, it all seems kind of nice to me.
What does?
Well, you know, families hanging together. I mean, a wife cooking dinner for her husband. And look, she seems really happy.
She's medicated.
And acting from a script.
Written by a man.
Well said, Sister Suffragette.
But what if she likes making donuts and dinner for her family and keeping things nice for them and...
What are you talking about?
Bowling shoes.
Okay, I feel very unpopular right now.
You know, dear, the first 10 years we were married, I was upset when you came home late for dinner.
And you're not anymore?
Nope. You are no longer late for dinner. You're just extremely early for breakfast.
Hola.
For breakfast.
Hey, I'm not saying a word.
If you're out on the road, feeling lonely and so cold, all you have to do is call my name and I'll be there on the next train. Where you lead, I will follow anywhere that you tell me to.
Hypochondria hour.
No, I'm serious. Last night when I was reading my biology chapters, I distinctly heard a ping in the vicinity of my brain.
Your brain pinged?
Yeah. Just went like dink.
Well, then how your brain dinked? It didn't ping.
Well, I don't think a dinking brain is any less worrisome than a pinging brain.
No, you got me there.
So should I go to a tumor doctor?
No, you don't have a tumor. You're reading too much. You're probably just losing your eyesight.
Thank you.
Hey, can you take a little constructive criticism?
No.
Okay. This place could use a makeover.
Hmm?
Yeah, it needs a sprucing up, like a coat of paint.
I'll spruce.
What do you mean you don't spruce?
What he means is he won't spruce. That's what he means.
Taylor, do not start.
Me and the rest of the town beautification committee have been hounding him for years to freshen up the place. Maybe a couple of nice zinnia pots out front, some yellow awnings, a peppy little cardboard pig announcing the specials, but he's a mule. He won't talk, he won't reason, he won't spruce. You might as well forget it, Lorelei. I'm forgetting it, too.
Finally, a Taylor Dozy position I can get behind.
Faded paint is a bad reflection on the whole town.
Whatever happened to giving up?
When standards slip, families flee. And in comes the seedy crowd. You got trouble, my friends.
Right here in River City.
This is not funny, Lorelei.
Does anyone want anything?
Yes, I do. I want to know why you won't paint this place.
Painting's a pain. I'd have to close the place for a day, which I can't afford, or paint it in the middle of the night, which I don't want to do because I hate painting.
Okay, how about this? I'll help you. I love to paint.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You love it?
want to marry it.
You have strange passions.
She likes washing dishes, too. She's multifaceted abnormal.
Ah, come on. We'll drink a couple beers. We'll sing painting songs.
Painting songs?
Yeah, painting songs. Like, you know, the song that goes, grab your brush and grab your rollers, all you kids and all you bowlers, we're going painting today. Say yes or there's another verse.
Well, I guess maybe if I had help.
Really? Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Hurrah!
Taylor, it's not for you, it's for me.
I can't wait to tell the rest of the committee. They're not going to believe this.
I hate that he's pleased.
Ah, you'll drop a gum wrapper in the street in front of his store later.
Yeah, good idea.
Mmm, kick-ass wine.
How poetic.
It's got a nice smell. Earthy, vibrant. You can taste the Italian's feet.
Well, it's a Bordeaux. It's French.
Huh. What's an Italian's foot doing in a French wine?
So when do you guys leave for Martha's Vineyard?
We're not going to Martha's Vineyard this year.
Really? Why not?
Our usual rental wasn't available when we inquired. Late.
We should have just bought a place years ago like I wanted.
It wouldn't have been prudent.
Now we have no place to go next week.
Well, you guys could always go somewhere else, couldn't you?
We always go to the vineyard at this time of year.
Well, you know you could break the chain, Dad. Go to Paris.
Yes, Paris.
Impressionism, poodles.
Creme brulee.
Oh, that's great.
Impossible.
Pourquoi? French.
We only go to Europe in the fall.
You know, Mom, I heard a rumor Europe's still there in the spring.
I heard that, too.
We know that it's there in the spring, but we never go in the spring because we always go in the fall.
It's getting a little too Lewis Carroll for me.
Well, what is so interesting about Europe in the spring?
Spring vegetables.
You want us to go to Europe to eat a vegetable?
No, Mom, I don't know. It's all kinds of stuff. There's festivals and, you know, Europe.
In the fall.
It costs a fortune to travel first class in Europe. We only do it every 2 years.
In the fall.
It's just not in the budget this year.
You don't have to fly first class. Because there's always coach. Or business class is slightly less. There's deals on the internet. Pass the potatoes.
You got it. Catherine the Great. 1729 to 96, Empress of Russia, 1762 to 96.
Okay, hold still, please.
Originally named Sophie Frederick Augustin von Anhalt Zerbst.
And everybody called her Kitten.
Married to Grand Duke Peter of Holstein in 1754.
Okay, Rory, seriously.
The marriage was an unhappy one.
Well, there were way too many names. So. Ow! Lady with no cards, look at Lady with Needle and just try to focus for 1 second so that I can sew the button on your sweater and not on my thumb.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'll get it.
Oh, Joe, you're 4 years old.
How hiya, baby doll.
Hi, Babette.
You want some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I just came over to ask a great big favor.
Ask away.
Well, see, Maury just got a call to play a gig at the Village Vanguard tonight, so we got to go to New York.
Oh, wow. Cream?
And sugar, thanks. Anyway, yesterday, Maury and I finally broke down, and we got ourselves a new baby, you know?
Oh, honey, you got a kitten. Good for you.
What's its name?
Apricot. Oh, he's just the cutest thing. But he's so teeny. There's no way he can go with us, and I would hate for him to stay all alone in the house. So I was thinking maybe Rory could come over and house sit for the evening.
I'd love to.
Oh, great. We got a kitchen full of food, and Rory just got cable, so you can watch those four girls talking dirty if you want to.
Sounds good.
You're an angel. Both of you angels. You have a key, right?
Yep, we got it covered.
Oh, great. All right. I'll leave you the number of where we're staying. Have a good time. We'll be back tomorrow morning. I love you, crazy girl. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. Can't believe how fast you jumped at the chance to spend the night away from me.
You're crazy. I'm doing her a favor.
Sure you are.
Mom.
No, that's okay. Don't you worry about me. I'll be just fine.
I'd like to debate you on that last subject, but I'm late for the bus.
You know, this is only like the second night we've ever spent apart. Does that make you sad?
Yeah, but I'll get over it.
Uh-huh. Well, Paul and Linda McCartney only spent 11 nights apart, their entire relationship. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, they were truly devoted to each other. Just that being apart was too painful to even talk about.
I understand.
I don't think that Linda would have even considered cat-sitting without Paul.
You know, Mom, when I go off to college, I'm going to be gone every night. What will you do then?
Well, I will go with you. I will sleep on the floor in your dorm next to your bed.
Well, at least you've got a plan.
Yes. Perhaps you'd like to take a picture of me with you tonight, you know? In case you get lonely, you can talk to it. Bye.
For you, I'm over the moon. For you,
Carrier Bird, miss.
Hi, I didn't expect to see you here.
Just wanted to say hello.
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 So, who's your friend?
Homework.
Sure.
We will be cohabitating for the next month so I can examine its every move. Jealous?
I'll get over it.
So, hey, I'm house-sitting tonight for Babette, and I was thinking maybe if the right offer came along, I might be up to some company.
Well, I'm offering.
I'm accepting.
Good.
You want to get some coffee?
I can't. I have to get to work.
I thought you go to work at 5 o'clock.
No, 4 on Thursdays. For some reason, Thursday is always really busy. Lots of oppressed housewives shopping for their husband's dinner.
Wow.
What?
That was a little pointed.
What are you talking about?
Well, that crack about the housewife shopping for their husband's dinner.
Oh, come on, it was a joke.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty weird joke to hear coming out of your mouth.
You are so sensitive about the whole Don and Reed thing.
I'm not sensitive about it. I just find it ridiculous.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Well, so she cooked a lot.
A lot? She made homemade donuts, chocolate cake, a lamb chop, mashed potato dinner, and enough stew to feed Cambodia all in one episode.
So what?
You really like that concept, don't you?
No, I... Well, yeah, sort of.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's a little over the top, but the general idea of a wife cooking dinner for her husband and family, that's nice. Why is that not nice?
It's not just that. It's the having to have the dinner on the table as soon as the husband gets home and having to look perfect to do housework and the whole concept that her one point in life is to serve somebody else.
Fine, yes, but maybe there are two points of view here.
I don't think so.
Well, you just feel that way because your mother feels that way.
Oh, what? So I have no opinions of my own?
I didn't mean that.
Well, if I have no opinions of my own, then I guess I'd be just the kind of girl you like.
Rory, my mom used to make dinner for my dad every day before she started working. And now she even does it on the weekends. So what does that say about her?
It says that she has a choice and Donna Reed didn't.
You do realize that Donna Reed wasn't real, don't you?
Yes, I know she wasn't real, but she represented millions of women that were real and did have to dress like that and act like that and...
Please tell me how we got into an argument about the Donna Reed show?
I don't know.
Okay, look, I gotta go to work, so... Bye.
Dean.
What?
Bird.
Hey.
Hey, good. I'm just about to leave.
Where are you going?
To Luke's. We're picking out paint colors tonight, so it's going to be hours of yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, until my world-famous perseverance wears him down. He winds up in a ball on the floor crying like a girl. Want to come watch?
I'm house-sitting tonight, remember?
Yeah, but you have to eat. Come have a quick burger.
No, thanks.
What is that?
It's for school.
Oh, he's so cute. What's his name?
Case study number 12.
Is it hyphenated? Honey, he's adorable. He should have a name.
I'm not bonding with my midterm, thank you.
All right, I'll name him.
Hi, your name is Stanley. Hi, Stanley.
It's a girl.
Oh, sorry about the Stanley thing. Your name is Stella. Stella's nice, and Stella was married to Stanley.
Call it whatever you want.
You're grumpy. What happened?
Nothing, just a long day.
You know what the remedy for a long day is? A ringside seat while Luke envisions strangling me with his baseball cap.
I'm going to leave the chick here for the night so the kitten doesn't get any fancy ideas.
Okay.
She's already fed, and if she gets too loud, just put her in my room. I'll call you later.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Just a bad afternoon. I'll fix it.
Okay. Call me if you need a wrench or something.
I will.
Bella.
Now, this is another way to go. Sort of a French bistro kind of a look.
This isn't a French bistro.
Really? Huh. It's amazing the things you learn when you bother to listen.
Which you usually don't.
Yes, but then I don't have a lot of useless information intruding in my brain.
Thank God.
Now, if you wanted to do more warm, golden, Tuscan countryside...
Then I'd go to Italy. Here, I'll wrap this.
We could also go with a pastel-y English country garden theme. Oh, maybe we could add a little stenciling on the ceiling.
No stenciling.
Excuse me. Do you even know what stenciling is?
Does Martha Stewart do it?
Yes.
No stenciling.
Ask him.
I will.
Well, go on.
Don't push.
Hello, Luke.
What do you want, Kirk?
Taylor here tells me that you're thinking of painting this place.
That's right, he is.
Ha! Excuse me, I'd like to hear it from him. Luke, is that true?
Yes, Kirk. It is true.
Really?
Yes.
And this is your final decision?
I'm afraid it is.
Because it's not too late to...
You heard him. He's painting this place. Pay up. Thank you.
Sorry, man. Hey, it's a little late for that, don't you think?
Oh, I like this.
Okay, I get it. If you need anything else. Hi, is Dina in? This is Rory. Oh. Well, will you tell him I called? Okay, thanks.
You ready to talk paint?
No.
Good. So I've got all the choices set up, and while any one of them would work, I think this combo is currently my favorite.
Huh.
See? Imagine. This would be for the walls, and this would be for the trim, the, like, edging around the doors and the window.
I know what the trim is.
Okay. The colors are actually quite similar to what you have here now, but they're just a little richer, a little warmer. What do you think?
Well...
Wait. Huh? Little ambiance?
This is a diner. We don't do ambiance.
All right, one argument at a time. So what do you think?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I have no idea. You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
What are you doing? Oh, the town council wanted to do a before and after poster.
Out.
Bye.
That's it. We're closed for the night.
You know, listen, since you have to take everything off the walls anyway, now might be a really good time to decide what stuff you're going to keep and what stuff you're going to get rid of.
Everything stays.
Okay. There's a plastic dancing pork chop that says...
Everything stays.
I lost my head over a good chop. You should, too.
Everything stays.
Okay, everything stays.
You know, this place hadn't been painted since my dad was alive?
No, I didn't know that.
He painted it before he opened it, and once more when the roof caved in one winter. I think that's probably it.
The paint lasted a long time. Got his money's worth.
Yeah, he really loved this place, you know? This store was his life. Mine, too, I guess. I spent every minute I wasn't in school in here. I spent a lot of minutes I was supposed to be in school in here, too.
How come you opened a diner? Why didn't you keep it a hardware store?
I don't know. I didn't love the hardware business the way my dad did. And, you know, I knew how to cook, so I just thought a diner would be more fun.
That's a hard word for you to say.
Yeah. I just always wanted to work here. Just where Dad did.
God, that's nice. To be so... I don't know, connected to your dad. That's... I would have loved that.
Well, you've got that with Rory.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, I still think there's a spot on the wall somewhere where my dad took an order one day when he ran out of paper.
Really? Where?
I don't know. Behind the counter, maybe. And next to the door? On the right side?
Oh... Huh. Here it is. Three hammers, Phillips head screwdriver.
Three boxes of nails in assorted sizes.
Wow.
I've seen it from time to time. Yeah, well, I guess it is time for a little spruce.
Yeah, it is. Let's not spruce this particular spot.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Ah,
no, don't get up. They'll go away, trust me.
We should be in there. Anyway, just imagine it all in pasta. Hold it. No way. Hold on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. So, it's going to be great.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
See ya.
See ya.
going? Very well. I have discovered that in addition to my lameness in geometry, I also will not become a biologist, French translator, or Civil War buff.
Well, I guess that just leaves bass player for the Foo Fighters.
I also wouldn't rule out keyboardist in the Susie and the Banshees reunion tour.
I like that you keep an open mind.
So what's up?
I need to borrow a CD.
Which one?
The weird one.
I need more information.
I don't know which one it is, but I'd know it if I saw it.
Okay, well, let's have a look. So, okay, we have classic rock, progressive rock, pretty boy rock.
Excuse me?
Bon Jovi, Duran Duran, The Wallflowers, Bush.
You got it. Next.
Punk, new wave, German metal band, Broadway soundtrack.
Interesting filing system.
Anything yet?
Nope. Sorry.
Okay, well, over there we have jazz, jazz vocals, classical, country, rockabilly, Sinatra, the Capitol years. Oh, wait! The miscellaneous section.
Hey, that sounds right. William Shatner. Is this the one where he sings Tambourine Man?
And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Remind me to get this for my mom for her birthday. Oh, wait. Hey, that's it. Can I?
Take it.
Thanks.
So, what are you doing?
I'm not completely sure yet.
Okay.
Well, I want details.
Stella! Oh, no. No, no. Okay. Stella! Do something. Show yourself. Molt or chirp or something. Oh, this is so not funny. Not funny. Not funny. Stella.
Oh, this is unbelievable. All day long, just chirps like a maniac, top of her lungs, and now nothing.
Silence. Marcel Marceau chicken. Okay, that's okay. I can fix this. We can fix this. I'm going to make this better. I'm going to fix... Hello?
Yeah.
Luke, Stella got out, and I don't know, do I put seed on the floor? Do I make cheeping sounds, or do I pull a Lucy Ricardo and walk like a chicken so she thinks I'm her mother?
Who the hell is this?
What do you mean, who is this? It's Lorelai. Who else would call you looking for her baby chick?
You're right. I'm the idiot. Go on.
Could you come over here, please, and help me?
Yeah, okay. I'll be right over.
Okay, hurry! Thank God. Get in here.
This place is a disaster. What's going on here?
Okay. The last sighting was here by the InStyle magazine. But then she burrowed through the glamour and jumped over the Cosmo and knocked over a brand new bottle of nail polish. So all I can tell you at this point is if there was any doubt that this chick was a girl, well, there isn't any more. Okay. There she is.
Jeez, what was
that?
Stella.
Stella.
You really do have a chick loose in here.
Yeah, I told you I had a chick loose in here. There she goes by the kitchen! Jeez, don't step on her!
No, no, she cut right in front.
Okay, well, she's being graded, so let's not squash her.
Coco, watch where she's going.
Hello?
I wasn't sure if you still wanted me to come over.
Oh, I do. I do, I absolutely do.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm totally and completely... You're teasing me.
Yeah, a little. But I did appreciate the enthusiasm.
So, how long until you get here?
Actually, not long at all.
Why, where are you?
Right outside. Oh, what the...
Honey, you're home. Well, say something.
Trick-or-treat?
What, you don't like it?
No, I do. It's got a large circumference.
Thank you. Now come on in, it's cold outside.
Oh my God.
Here, let me take your coat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Interesting music.
I'm glad you like it.
So what's that?
Oh, just some appetizers before dinner.
Before dinner?
Yes.
Are we going out?
No.
Ordering pizza?
Nope.
So?
I made you dinner.
Excuse me?
Steak, green beans, mashed potatoes.
Wait, you made me dinner.
That's right.
You made me dinner.
And dessert.
Okay, what is going on here?
I'm sorry, I thought it was obvious. It's Donna Reed night.
I swear she went over there.
We looked over there.
Well, she went under that chair and didn't come out.
We moved the chair, we searched the floor, nothing.
Well, then she went under the chair and went through a hole in the floor.
There is no hole in the floor.
Well, maybe there was a hole in the floor and then she crawled through it and fixed it.
So she's a super intelligent chick with great physical and deductive skills.
Yes.
Oh, this is not a chick I want to find.
Hey, look, what did you mean earlier?
What are you talking about?
When you got here, you made some comment about me not really having a chick in the house. I mean, if I didn't have a chick here, why did you think I was calling?
No, I thought you were calling about the chick.
Didn't seem like it.
Well, maybe it didn't seem like it, but it was.
Was what?
Was when I thought, can we just keep looking?
Okay. I just still think...
There she is.
Where?
There.
Oh, careful.
Well...
What can I say?
You can say it's perfect.
It's perfect.
Thank you. How is it really?
It's perfect.
Yeah?
It's amazing. I mean, I've never had anyone make dinner for me before, except my mom, and believe me, it's not the same.
I'm extremely glad to hear that. Wait, you want to save room for dessert, right?
Oh, that's right. So, what's for dessert?
Lime Fantasy Supreme.
Which is...
Green Jello and Cool Whip.
You were insane.
Oh no, I forgot to make the rolls.
What?
I was gonna make rolls.
Well, that's okay.
I can't believe I forgot them.
What are you doing?
I'll make them now.
Well, hold on, come on. We really don't need rolls.
Donna Reed would have never forgotten the rolls. They're going to make me turn in my pearls.
I promise I'll kick anyone's butt who comes near those pearls. Rory?
Yeah?
As... really amazing as this whole thing was. I mean, the music, the outfit, the dinner. I hope you know that I don't expect you to be Donna Reed. And I don't want you to be Donna Reed. That's not what I meant. This just totally got blown out of proportion. I'm actually pretty happy with you.
I know, and I appreciate that. But aside from this actually being fun, I did a little research on Donna Reed.
You did research on Donna Reed?
Look. She did do the whole, like... milk and cookies, wholesome, big skirt thing. But aside from that, she was an uncredited producer and director on her television show, which made her one of the first women television executives, which is actually pretty impressive.
Well, I'm glad this turned out to be such a positive experience for you.
It has been. And even though I'll probably never get the feeling back in my left little toe, I'd do it again.
Yeah?
Someday. But for now, I better get these dishes cleaned up.
Oh, well, I'll help.
Sorry. You're a man. You can't help for another 15 years.
Okay, well then, as the man, I will do what the man is supposed to do.
Go bowling?
Take out the trash.
She's never going anywhere ever again. Oh, I'm thinking of slipping some super glue on the bottom of the cage. That would be bad, right? I mean, I know staples are bad. What's the verdict on super glue?
Estella.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
That stuff is sharp. I want to get it out of the way.
Well... thanks for helping.
No problem. I'm gonna throw this stuff outside. Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
You first.
I'm looking for a chick.
Yeah, me too.
You're not.
Neither are you.
Hey, Luke, is that... Dean.
Lorelai, hi.
Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah. Well,
Hey, the Jell-O's doing this weird melty thing, and I... Oh, Mom, Luke.
Rory.
Hi.
What the hell are you two doing?
Nothing. Well, we ate dinner, you know, steak and beans.
Canned. Not fresh.
No.
No.
And potatoes.
From a box.
But they were still good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what were you guys doing?
In the house.
And then a lamp, sort of. I'm going to get going.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about them.
Oh, forget it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I'd probably better go, too. Thanks for dinner.
You're welcome. What?
Well, okay, you're 16. You have a whole house to yourself for the evening. I expect you're going to have your boyfriend over. But what is with the apron?
It's a long story.
Did it involve a sharp blow to the head?
I gotta go check on Apricot.
Oh, my God. I just saw the pearls.
I'm going in now.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going inside, too. Because I have to write down all the ways I'm going to torture you about that outfit.
Good night.
Could I just get a picture, though? Because visual aids would really help. Oh, the shoes. I'm dying. Oh.
Mom? I can't find Apricot.
What? No.
She was on the couch when I came out, and now nowhere.
That's it! We are not animal people, period!
It was a tiny little favor.
We have had this discussion before, Michelle.
You are being unreasonable.
I have my standards.
But this is a simple request.
You are asking me to compromise my artistic and my culinary values.
Michelle wanted an egg white omelet.
Yes.
Crazy man.
Why? Why am I a crazy man? I didn't have time for breakfast this morning, so very nicely, I asked her to make me an egg white omelette, cooked very dry with some tomatoes, mushroom, maybe a little chives, and she gives me this. What is this?
A three-egg omelette with goat cheese, pancetta, cooked in a sherry olive oil.
Mmm. I don't eat dairy or meat. You know this.
I am a chef, Michelle. It is my job to make food that tastes good.
You do, sister.
But I can't eat like that and look like her.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
That would kill you.
Gotta go someday.
But someday, this will all catch up to you. You'll become the balloon lady, and with the luck of God, I will be here to enjoy it.
You make a good egg white omelet.
I know.
Ah. Who wants to hear about my night?
Oh, me.
Well, it started with Rory's baby chick getting loose in the house, and ended with Rory and I up at 1 in the morning looking for Maury and Babette's new kitten, who we found asleep in the piano.
Wow, that's very wild kingdom of you.
Yeah, I'm like the Merlin Perkins of Stars Hollow.
You want some coffee?
Please.
So how's Rory's chick?
Better than my lemon lamp.
What's the matter with your lemon lamp?
Luke killed it.
On purpose?
I can't prove it, but I will.
What was Luke doing there?
Well, they called him when I got home and Stella wasn't there.
Stella is the chick?
Yes.
I like that name.
Oh, streetcar name bizarre.
Vivian Lee or Jessica Tandy?
Hello, Tandy.
Of course. Continue.
So, I evaluated the situation in my usual calm, cool, collected manner.
Hmm.
And then I called Luke to help me track her down.
That's when he broke the lamp?
Yeah, he's not very graceful. You know, he said the weirdest thing.
May I break your lamp?
Well, he got there and I was looking for Stella, and he said, oh, you really do have a baby chick loose in the house. Like, I made that up? Or, I don't know.
Well,
what?
Well, you call someone and say, can you come over and help me look for my loose chick? It's a little
what?
Sounds a little like code for I'm not wearing any underwear.
That's not the code for I'm not wearing any underwear.
Okay.
Suki, you're not serious.
Look, the first time Jackson and I... You know.
Yeah.
I called him up and told him I had a bat in my attic.
Well, honey, you do have a bat in your attic.
So he came over, and we went in the attic, and he knew there was no bat, and I knew there was no bat. We pretended to look for it, and then when we couldn't find the bat, we went downstairs and had a bottle of wine, and...
So you're saying Luke thought I made up a crazy story about having some chick loose in the house just to get him in bed?
Not just to get him in bed, but maybe he thought you wanted to see him and you didn't know how to say it.
That's nuts.
A woman asking a man to come over late at night to her house, come on.
Yeah, but this is Luke we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Why did you call him?
Because I needed help.
Yeah, why didn't you call me?
Because I assumed you would be with Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Well, I did.
Why didn't you call Rory?
Because she would have been furious to find out that Stella was missing.
Why didn't you call Patty? She raises chickens.
Suki.
Or Andrew. He lives right around the corner, doesn't he?
What is your point?
My point is that you called Luke. Out of all the people in town that you could have called that would have come over and dropped whatever they were doing, you called Luke.
Because I had just been with him. We were picking out paint samples. He was on my mind. It was purely a timing thing.
Picking out paint samples?
Yes.
For Luke's place.
Yes.
So you could paint together.
Once again, yes.
Mm-hmm. Which I believe was your idea.
Okay, so now the fact that I suggested painting Luke's diner also means that I wanted to get him in bed. All of a sudden, I'm trying to get any poor, unsuspecting person in bed with me. I'm like Michael Douglas.
Lorelai,
Thank you for the omelet.
No, honey, I'm sorry. I don't want you to be mad. Don't be mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm tired.
Okay. You know, Luke is a really nice man.
Bye, Suki.
Rory, Lorelai.
Hey, we thought maybe the doorbell wasn't working.
Come in.
We were ringing it, and nobody... Well, I guess we'll just come in.
And that would be the same as what we were paying for our old place?
Exactly the same.
Except for the grounds fees.
Well, the grounds fee is higher.
But the grounds are larger, Richard.
I'm just trying to get all the information, Emily.
All the information is that this is our last chance to go to Martha's Vineyard for the season. That's all the information.
Emily, Richard.
I realize the position we are in, but this is a business transaction.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Richard, Emily.
As a business transaction, one in which money goes out and we receive certain goods and services.
And he's patronizing me. How lovely.
Emily, Richard.
I must treat this conversation with the same care and devotion to detail I would any conversation that would be considered a business transaction. Kindly allow me to do so.
Richard, Emily, please.
Goodness, you startled me.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that I'm sure we could negotiate the grounds fee.
Well, that'll be fine.
Well, good. I'll get into this right now and I'll get back to you.
Thank you, John.
Yes, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Careful, Richard. That canary you ate is going to spoil your dinner.
What's going on?
Oh, your mother and I have just secured a place on Martha's Vineyard.
Really? That's great.
I thought you lost your old place.
We did. But this afternoon we found out that Arthur Roundtree had died.
He'd been drinking.
So we got on the phone and snatched that place up.
Oh, it's a fine piece of property.
Much better view than our usual place.
The both of you are going directly to hell. I hope you know that.
Well, at least we'll be well rested.
Touché.
I am so thrilled about this.
I'm glad.
The two of you must come up for the weekend. It is so lovely. Rory would just love it.
Can we go for a weekend?
We'll see how much Valium Auntie Suki can lend Mommy, okay?
The only drawback, of course, is that we had to rent the place furnished, and Arthur had dreadful taste. Remember the library, Richard?
Pink and green. It's horrible. It's just horrible.
Well, he's dead now, so he got his.
Lorelai, you're being morbid.
I'm being morbid?
New subject, please.
Joan and Melissa Rivers here think I'm being morbid.
Rory, what's new in your life?
Nothing. Just school, homework.
Aprons.
Do not go there.
What do you mean, aprons?
Nothing. I was just teasing her.
About aprons?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's not important.
Then humor me.
Nothing. Rory just dressed up in a cute apron the other day, and so I was teasing her about it.
Why did you get dressed up in an apron?
Well, we've decided to give up on that pesky Harvard dream and focus on something more realistic. Mom, Dad, Rory's decided to become a maid, just like I was.
Is that funny? Did she think that was funny?
What would have possessed you to say such a thing?
And in front of Rory?
I was kidding.
God, my heart stopped.
Why don't you tell him about your bird? That seems like a safe subject.
Your bird?
Yeah, it's for school. Each of us have to follow a chick through its entire growth process. Everything has to be logged. Eating habits, sleeping habits.
Houdini habits.
She got out.
She ran far.
But she lived.
She's a better bird for it.
Thank God Luke found her.
Luke found her?
What?
Rory said that Luke found her.
You getting me back for the apron thing?
Sorry.
Did the bird get loose in Luke's diner?
No.
No.
The bird got loose at home.
Your home?
Yes.
Ah.
So, Grandpa, when's your next trip?
Madrid, the 12th.
Wow.
I think there's a nice edition of Cervantes in it for you.
Gracias.
What was Luke doing at your house?
Oh, look, there's no ice. I'll get some.
I asked you a question.
He was helping me find the bird, Mom.
Really?
Yes, really.
And how did he know that the bird was missing? What, was he strolling by your house and he heard your plaintive cries for help?
Mom!
Or the helpless chief of a chick in trouble?
I called him, Mom. Okay? I called him and asked him to come over and help me find the bird. Okay?
It seems like this man is always around when you're in trouble.
He's a good friend.
Oh, please.
Do we have to discuss this?
Lorelai, I'm getting a little tired of being lied to.
Apparently we do.
This man was at Rory's birthday party. He came to the hospital with you. He's the male lead in every story you tell. You go to the diner every single day. I've seen the way he looks at you, the way you look at him. I'm not a fool.
Mom, please.
Why do you treat me like I don't have a clue in the world as to what is going on in your life? Now, I'm asking you, as a favor, if you have any respect for me at all as your mother, just tell me. Do you have feelings for this man?
I don't know. Maybe I do. I haven't given it that much thought. Maybe I do.
Thank you. I'm glad you were finally honest with me. Now we can discuss what on earth you could possibly be thinking. Don't forget the ice.
So, you're sure we need this many cans?
Oh, yeah. You need enough for two coats and touch-ups and little spots. No, I'm not sure.
Well, we got the paint and the brushes and the tarps and all the other stuff the paint guy said we'd need, so I guess we're ready.
Yes, we are.
The only thing left to do is figure out when.
How about Friday?
Friday?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want the stuff sitting around, you know. I don't know if paint goes bad, but judging by the smell of it when it's fresh, rotten paint would be really gross.
Don't you have dinner with your folks on Friday?
Well, yeah, but I can get out early for a special occasion.
Friday it is.
Good.
Good.
Hey.
Oh, hey, you.
Geez, do you think you got enough paint?
I know, I tried to tell him. So, dinner, thoughts?
Let's have some.
How about Chinese?
Sounds good.
Okay, I need to stop at the market and get some fruit.
Why?
I think I'm getting scurvy.
Really?
Yeah, well, that or a cold, but either way, I need some fruit.
Damn motorcycles, they're a scourge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're loud, they're dangerous, we should ban them from town.
Maybe we should just set up barricades and ban all unwelcome strangers from crossing the border.
Well, no, we couldn't do that. That would be illegal.
Darn laws.
Oh, gotta get away from that noise.
Kill me and bury me with that bike.
What is it, a Harley?
That is a 2000 Indian, 80 horsepower, 5-speed, close ratio Andrews transmission, and I want to get one.
No.
Why not?
You'd die.
Oh, that.
Hey.
Hi.
Nice shirt. Take it off.
Christopher.
Dad!
Hey!
This is great! What are you doing here?
I'm here to see you. And your mom, who's not saying anything about as loud as a person can.
Hello.
Word, huh? Perhaps there's a phrase in my future. Okay, why is that man staring at me?
That's Taylor Dosey. He owns the market. He knows all and sees all.
So, what's with the just showing up, Mr. Spontaneity Guy?
Well, my folks are back in Connecticut, so I'm here to see them. And on the way, I thought I'd stop by and surprise the Gilmore girls. Are you surprised?
Oh, the teeniest feather could knock me in the gutter.
So where would somebody find some place to stay around here?
Stay? Really? You're staying?
I'm thinking about it.
Stay with us.
Sweetie.
I don't think your mom wants
it. No, it's not that. It's just I'm still surprised.
Mom, please?
Why don't you stay with us for a couple days?
Thanks, Laura. You won't even know I'm there. Hey, hop on.
Hop off.
Hop on.
Hop off.
Lorelai.
Hop on.